Now, members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria continue calling for the release of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, by holding peaceful protests. As our correspondent Dan Juma Abdullahi reports, police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators who had taken to the streets of Abuja to once again push for the sheikh's release.
People once again took to the streets of the Nigerian capital, Abuja, to call for the immediate release of the leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria. Members of the movement have expressed concern over Sheikh Zakzaki's deteriorating health and have been staging peaceful rallies to press for their demand. However, this time Nigerian police clashed with protesters and used tear gas to disperse them. The violence left a number of demonstrators injured.
A government that is supposed to be a democratic government that respects human beings. And at the same time, the president of this country is in the United Nations now trying to address them on human rights. But now we are embarking on the peaceful demonstration. This government send their policemen to come and tear gas and beat other people among us. Some are now critically ill in the hospital.
The movement said some of its members have been arrested and taken away by police. The police claimed that they only used tear gas because the protesters were throwing stones at the officers, but denied that anyone was injured during the incident. Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki was arrested last December when Nigerian forces raided his home and killed those attempting to protect him. The Nigerian government has refused to set Sheikh Zakzaki free despite national and international protests.
A lot of governments that fast, they try to eradicate this movement, but often now they cannot eradicate it because it is not easily. It is not easy to eradicate an idea. This is an idea. Even if they kill us, they will not kill the idea.
Members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria have said that they will continue to hold peaceful protests to insist on the immediate and unconditional release of their leader, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Zazaki. Danjum Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.
Now joining us from on the story out of Detroit is Mr. Abayomi Ezekiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire. Hello, Mr. Ezekiwe, and thank you again for joining us here on Press TV, sir. On Press TV's Top 5, I should correct myself. Now, sir, why has the Nigerian government, in your opinion, never issued a comprehensive account as to the allegations of the massacre that took place in Zaria last year of Sheikh Zakzaki's followers and even today of the sheikh's and his wife's fate?
I believe that the position of the Federal Republic of Nigeria in this matter is indefensible. This whole conflict that occurred in December of last year was unnecessary. It could have been avoided because they claim the Islamic Movement of Nigeria and a procession were blocking the pathway of a general. Well, there are other ways of dealing with such allegations through citations, through negotiations, and so forth. But the situation has worsened over the last several months. There's been demonstrations over the last few weeks in various parts of the country, even among students. They are demanding that medical attention be given to the sheikh, who, according to reports, has been blinded in one eye. Another eye has been severely damaged. He was wounded. His wife is also being held in custody. And also some investigation as to what happened on December 12th through the 14th. Where three of the sheikh's sons were killed, as well as it is estimated over 300 others were massacred. And they're also claiming that some 50 young women were taken into custody by the Nigerian army, and they have not been accounted for.
And Mr. Azakiwi, I mean, there are many who can't understand when the country has a threat of Boko Haram and its atrocities plaguing the nation, why the Nigerian government would go after a peaceful group like the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, with some saying that perhaps there's foreign influence that led to the decision.
Well, it could be. We have to look at the influence of Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states on African governments. We've seen this in recent months vis-a-vis Sudan as well as other states. So it could very well be outside influence. Also, the whole process of destabilizing Nigeria, they have problems in the Northeast, there are problems in the South, And of course, they do not need this additional problem in Kaduna State over something that should have been avoided in the first place.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, giving us valuable input out of Detroit.